Hey friends, this is Rob Pizzola, CEO and President of Western Capital. I have to tell you, if you have not heard about Anchor by Spotify, it is absolutely the easiest way to make a podcast. Look, we know the easy ways. With everything, all you need in one place, let me explain. Anchor has the tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or your computer. When hosting on Anchor, you can distribute your podcast on listening platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many, many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. And best of all, Anchor is totally free. We appreciate the time you're taking to listen to our podcast. Thank you, and take advantage of something that's free. Jump on anchor.fm right now and get started broadcasting your voice around the world. God bless, my friends.
You're now listening to the world famous Change Your Mind.
Change Your Mind.
Change Your Life.
Change Your Life.
Podcast. Broadcasting worldwide with your host, Robert Pizzola. Ladies and gentlemen, give way for Robert Pizzola. Broadcasting on 107.1 on the Man Cave Podcasting Network and beaming worldwide on the Spectavision Satellite Radio Network live from Las Vegas. Today's episode is brought to you by Mercedes-Benz, featuring sleek luxury and pure elegance. Visit your local Mercedes-Benz dealer today and take advantage of exceptional deals for 2022. Bringing you the top news and guests from around the globe on finance, credit, life, or just how to fix that dent in your pocketbook from COVID-19. It's Robert Pizzola.
It's a privilege, and it's a privilege to have your trust to continue your discussion. And I have a couple questions. We have 21 people in the room right now, and I just want to make a I just want to discuss that issue of when other people heard what was said behind the scenes. In other words, it really wasn't meant for anybody to hear. That kind of gets back to self-image, guys. Okay. And I don't have a fancy quote to tell you about this, but I will tell you, and you can write this down. If you guys are taking notes, please write this stuff down. Okay. If you don't listen to it on replay, anytime you are going to be successful, anytime you are going to go against the grain, anytime you are going to do something where people sit back and go, wow, I had no idea that he or she had that ability, there are going to be people constantly looking at you and trying to tear you down. Does everybody understand that? Does anybody understand that? Very, very true. Think about it for a second. Go ahead, Dipti.
Yes, Robert, I'm able to understand. People will try to tear you down. There will be, you know, opponents. But what I personally feel is that we have to strive for positivity. Like, we have to think that it's a challenge and, you know, try to overcome it and, you know, go past this. Like, keep moving forward despite all those, you know, challenges of, you know, people trying to push us down and stuff like this.
That's right. You know what? It gets back to one word. Well, two words, actually. Self-image. What is your self-image? Listen to this. Don't be distracted by criticism. This is so hard, guys. I'm not saying this is easy, but don't be distracted by criticism. Whereas you're hearing something from somebody else that you shouldn't have heard or they didn't think you were listening. Remember, the only taste of success some people have is when they take a bite out of you. Let's say that again. Don't be distracted by criticism. Remember, the only taste of success some people will ever have is when they take a bite out of you. Wow. In other words, they try to make it happen. But so sometimes people take the other path of, you know what, I can't do it or I don't know how. So I'm going to go ahead and just blast those who do. Has anybody ever experienced that before?
Yeah.
Okay, who was that? I'm sorry?
Yeah, it was me. Yeah.
Okay, so tell me more about that. Tell me what happened in your situation.
When you try to explain to something to somebody, they don't seem to understand it, if you know what I mean.
Exactly. They don't understand, do they? So rather than try to improve themselves, what do?
They shut you down. They tell you no, you can't do it or something like that.
That's right. So my challenge is to realize that if you know that you have the it, and guys, I do things a little bit different than Catch Less, and I hope you guys follow me. And if you have any questions, please stop me and I'll explain. If you find that someone is throwing darts at you, then that's a self-representation of them looking in the mirror and saying, you know what, I will never be able to pinpoint where it is I'm trying to go, if they even have a desire to go anywhere. True or false? If that person does nothing but complains and causes you grief because they're so in their mind and they don't have a good self-image, which then results in sales, which results in doing things in integrity, is it possible that then they just will sit back and watch things as they occur by other people who are trying to reach success? And I hate to use the word trying, but are going towards success. Follow me. Maria?
Yeah, I think they sit back, they watch, and then sometimes with resentment.
Resentment. Wow. So you mean to tell me, Maria, that if you have a goal to quit your 9-to-5 and you want to be able to do something online, and you're listening to Coach and you realize that Coach, that's all he does is stuff online. It's a big company, but I make a tremendous amount of money online. That the people you're talking to can take you wherever you want to go, but there's always going to be people, even in your own family, that say, you're not going to be able to do this. Just get back to work. Go back to Walmart. How are we doing, guys?
I had some criticism like that, and I proved them wrong because I made it work.
Okay, Michael, you know me. I want details. You had a situation like that. You proved them wrong. Let's start with that.
Exactly. Well, as Coach Les can tell you, I like working with wires, right? So, okay. So I'm sitting here messing with my wires, and my mom walks in. What are you doing, right? And I'm like, I'm messing with my wires and see if this will work. It won't work. And I brought it out there the next morning. And like, look, I had a speaker, right? A regular stereo speaker. That's what I'm doing. I cut an auxiliary cord, the end off of it, and then tied a speaker wire to it. Mind you, you have to plug the speaker wire back into the speaker and tie your wires to the auxiliary cord. That's cut off. Then you plug it in your phone. It won't work. Yeah, it did. It ain't going to be loud as what you want it to be, but it's going to work.
Okay.
Yeah, I proved it wrong. It works.
It works. So what type of feedback did you get from those people that said, nah, it's not going to work?
It was terrible feedback, man. I mean, I've sat there and proved them wrong. It's terrible feedback, man.
So, okay. So how did you feel whenever you did it?
I said, I'm going to prove you wrong here. I did another one that has, I took apart an actual Bluetooth speaker, plugged it in my, I got a set of huge speakers, which, again, the battery's not powerful to make the speakers actually get full power, but it works. And then here comes a mom. Oh, it ain't going to work. I just sent her a video a couple of days ago, and it works.
Congratulations. That's stepping up to believe and have self-belief and know it doesn't really matter what anybody says because you did it.
Exactly.
Now, out of the 21 people in here, anybody that wants to come up on stage and has a comment regarding your business, regarding the finance of your business, regarding how to deal with your clients, regarding how to get clients, or you have the artificial belief that Clubhouse is your pony and you're going to make money off of Clubhouse, please come up to the stage. And if you do believe that, let me have a discussion with you about that, okay? I started with Clubhouse. You guys, all you have to do is push my paper. If you go ahead and push my my photo, and then everybody follow me in here, and then you'll know where I'm at, what rooms I'm in, and I'll do the same back for you. But at the same time, what did you do to change your what used to be goals and now it's reality? Has anybody ever had that happen where they had a goal, but they didn't know what to do and they're kind of like winging it? Go ahead.
That's me, man.
But Michael, it sounds to me like you were successful. So I would argue that you're not, that's not you. That might've been you.
4 years ago it was.
Okay. Absolutely. And what did Coach Les say? We are where we're at right now, right? Right now is where we're at. We don't worry about the past. Yeah. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Past is the past. You don't dwell on the past, man.
That's right.
Because the past will take a hold of you and take you back into it.
That's right.
You want to move forward.
Wow.
You want to move forward. In life.
And that's it. You know what? Anybody else who tries to hold you in your past doesn't understand what you're trying to do. Does that make sense?
Exactly, man. And I'm blind, and I can put a fire. I can put a stupid fire pit together, which has more screws than a speaker.
Okay.
I mean, I put it together, no problem.
Well, congratulations! It sounds like you have a great idea of what you're doing. Now you just need to figure out how you're going to go out and monetize it. So I'll ask you this question: what are you going to do to monetize it? Because everybody needs to make money, right? Not all of us. Everybody in here. Not everybody wants to sit and have a 9-to-5. What's your goal, Michael?
My goal is to let people know that a blind man like me can do whatever he wants when he puts his mind to it. Because at the end of the day, you're the same person as the person that can't see. Everybody looks alike, right? Just
wow.
because I have a stick that I can use, that means that blind man don't have feelings too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And I would give you even double credit because you know what? I didn't know you were blind, my friend. Look at what you accomplished with that type of. Some people would be really down on themselves. They'd be in the house all day long. They wouldn't know what to do. They'd just be, oh my God, it's me, right?
Yeah, man.
We don't want to do that. Has anybody had success with a goal that you've had? In other words, you started with something, you're kind of like, you could tell a story of. When you started, you're like, well, I really want to do this, or I really want to do coaching, or I really want to help people, or I really want to, whatever it happens to be. And then you set together a line of sight path to get you to the direction you're going on your own.
I'm doing it now as we speak, actually.
Okay. Anybody but Michael? Oh, I know you guys. You guys can't play this game with me. I know there's people in here that have done it.
I understand Michael. I understand him completely.
Okay, go ahead, Michelle. Talk to me.
A lot of people, I'll be honest, I'm disabled myself. I have cerebral palsy. And I have trouble walking. But I can walk, but it's a struggle. But a lot of people do like to think because they can physically see that disability that automatically you're not intelligent. It's really frustrating. And I have to work extra to prove people. I don't like proving people, but it feels like, wait a minute, so I have a disability? So what? I can do all these things. I can do all things through Christ with strength. My God, I'm bug. I read every day. So I know that verse all the time. I want to be a life coach. I definitely want to be a life coach. I mean, I figured that out, what I wanted to do, I would say a month ago, maybe. Yeah, about a month ago. But I did finish college, which a lot of people said I couldn't, and I aced it for social services, human services. I want to become a counselor. But being a life coach, I had, oh my God, it's going to burn. Oh no. So I had no idea. Well, yeah, do you want, life coach? I love that idea. And it's not physically hard work, but I can speak my heart and I can change people's lives, you know? And that's what I feel in my heart I want to do. And I keep thinking, you know what, Lord? I can help people with disabilities, a grief life coach, because my husband passed away. And what I've gone through, and I had some training in grief share, so I could be a facilitator. So I understand what Michael's going through. And I have been successful. You just got to push through. And then I have to say, Coach Les has helped me. And I have to say, Clubhouse has helped me a lot, because a lot of professional people, a lot of Christians that are successful, I've never met in my life, that are successful. They're doing very well financially and spiritually too. And I want to be like that. And financially, I would love to improve. That's another problem. People always thought, you know what? You're just going to make $1,000 a month, okay, or whatever. And I have all my life. Because I was never taught that. You know what I mean? No one encouraged it. And they always thought, oh, get on your SSD and SSI and you're done. You know what I mean? So, and I didn't want to believe that. And it would frustrate me. So, yeah, I'm talking a lot.
No, I'm sorry. What I take out of what you're saying, Michelle, is something magical. What you're realizing is, by using Clubhouse, nobody knows of your disability. Follow that.
No one knows.
The only person that knows is who?
People around me.
No, you. When you're in a room, does anybody know that you're disabled?
No, they don't.
So, whenever you connect with people and you bring ideas to the table, they're not judging you on what they can't see, right?
Exactly, right.
And look at the success you're having because of that, because you got that preconceived notion out of your mind. Wow. Now it's a matter of putting together, and I'm telling you guys, write this down. Get a list of things that you think you need to do to be where you want to go. In other words, I have a belief, and I guess I learned this in law school. If it's not written down, it did not happen. Okay? If it's not written down, it did not happen. So create a plan, or find somebody who you resonate with. I hate that word too. I hate that. Who you understand and believe that can take you there, and figure out what steps you need to do. And then once a week, you can meet with that person, and they're going to hold you accountable and say, what did you do? What did you do? What did you do? And then at the end of the day, you're going to be like, wow, look what I was able to do. Why? And as I tell clients this, because I push you. Listen carefully. It is not my job to stand behind you and push you to success. It is not my job to stand in front of you and pull you to success. It is my job to walk side by side with you and take you to wherever you want to go at your own pace. But I will push you. Yeah. Go ahead, Michael.
You got to push yourself to make it go forward, man.
That's right. That's right. And that's why I say I will walk beside you as fast as you want to go to get where you want to go. You're the client. You set the tone. Pretty powerful, huh?
Yes, sir.
Very.
That's it, guys. It's that simple. So, depending on what, everybody has different ideas. I'm sure a lot of people are saying, I don't want the 9-to-5. Okay, we have a program. We can help you with that. To get you something where you can get your everything from getting your EIN all the way to your DNB number, to get your business, to get your sourcing, to get your materials, all that stuff has already been figured out. There is no reason for you to sit in your room and figure it out yourself, because it's already been done. If you're trying to do podcasting, we are broadcasting in 90 countries right now, and we're sponsored by Mercedes-Benz of America. We've done the things you're trying to do. We also have mentors that we work with. Coach is one of them. When I have a problem,
yes,
I call Coach.
Mine.
I'm sorry?
Yes, he's helped me a lot.
Yeah.
I have to talk to him today.
And what I love about Coach is he's going to tell you straight up what you need to do. And you know, there's a few words you got to listen to in a coach when Coach Les comes in a room. Do you mind if I give you some coaching? Anybody that's been in a room with Coach, have you guys heard him say that?
Yes.
Me?
Yep. That means he cares. Listen to what that means. That means he cares enough to listen to your situation and to give you his true feedback as an executive. Because Coach has reached the attainment level of being approved by Ziegler. My gosh, you know how hard that is, guys? To be approved by a multimillionaire who did seminars all over the world and to be able to say that you are now one of us? That's powerful. Now, the next thing is I wanted to be part of that. So then I wanted to go to Inc. Magazine. So I'm now part of Inc. Magazine's people. And I'm thinking about doing Forbes. So I get coaching sessions. I charge a lot more when they come from those places. But people that have the money that can pay, we work with them. And question, do you think I sit there and tell them what they want to hear?
No.
So can I ask you a question?
Sure.
So it's possible if I work very, very hard of it, very hard at this, I can get out of my apartment, which is one of my goals. I mean, I'm blessed with it, and it's $375 a month. I'll just say it. If I want something more beautiful and better, that's not where I'm thinking that, is that? You know, I want my life so much better, and I don't want to feel like I'm not grateful for what I have already.
Well, first of all, let me tell you, congratulations on only spending $375. I deal with real estate, and I buy and sell real estate all over the world, and that's an amazing rate. So,
what your question is, is it possible
or is it good to want to move yourself forward and have a better surrounding? Is that kind of what you're saying?
Yes.
Only if you tie that decision to your success. In other words, if you're going to go from 375 to 600, you have to have a client who's paying you X number of dollars to be able to justify that. Do you understand?
Right, exactly.
We don't just make decisions. We don't make decisions where people say, I want to do this in my life. I want to buy a brand new car. I want to do this without having backup. We want to be able to have something positive and absolutely clear that's going to give us the reason to be able to go to the next level. That shows us that when we work hard, we're going to be able to have benefits. So I don't think you're that far at all. I think you just need to sit down and write down a list of everything you're doing, right? And figure out what it's going to take to get you to that next little peak. And then it'll go to the next peak and the next peak. Trust me, it works. It works.
Okay. I have a pen and paper right here. I'm writing everything down.
and I'll tell you something else that I'm doing right this second while we're talking. How many of you in this room in the last year have ever received a thank you card or a card from somebody who you worked with? Ever? Anyone? Go ahead, Annette.
Yeah, actually, I received one on Saturday for looking after my friend's dog.
Excellent. How did you feel when you got that? And it wasn't a bill.
Oh, that was good. That was good. It's nice to be appreciated.
Absolutely. Maria?
Yes.
Go ahead.
I got a few cards. I even got two bouquets of beautiful flowers for doing something for someone, and they actually hand-delivered it. It was really nice. I embraced it so much.
So there you see it, guys. What I've just shown you is a pastime that people truly appreciate. What a simple idea. Go to the dollar store, buy some thank you cards, and send them out to all the people you talk to. That's why I try to collect on my site all the names, because I send people thank you letters even when they download my free book. And since we're talking about that, everybody get a pen and I'm going to tell you how to do that, because I'm going to give you guys a free book today. Because I think you deserve it. What you're going to do is you're going to go to go to mycollector, mycollector.org, right? Mycollector.org. You're going to see an area that says book, B-O-O-K-S at the top. That's going to take you to like a little bookstore. Let me get the exact name of it because I just released it and it hasn't even been put on Amazon yet. Hang on. This is all for you.
for free. Okay. We're going to go to mycollector.org. We're now going to scroll I'm on an iPad, so I'm going to go over to books. And then you're going to see three books. This is called Timeless Wealth Wisdom, right? You're going to add it to your cart. And then it's going to say, because you'll see a few books there, Timeless Wealth Wisdom was written, 77 Wealth Secrets to Make You Rich by Robert Piazzolla, president of Western Capital International for the Wealth and Riches Training Program. Okay? Then you're going to go and you're going to go to the checkout, and it's going to say, enter code, discount code. And you're going to put the word wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H. And guess what? It's going to go ahead and it's going to give you that book for free. A book that I wrote that I charge $19.95 for online. And there's other books there if you want to look at those. And I've got five more books coming out this year.
Is it on YouTube, man?
I'm all over YouTube. What do you mean by tell me what you mean? Is the book?
Is the book on YouTube, man?
No, you got to go to mycollector.org because this is the way to get it for free. Otherwise, otherwise you got to pay for it, and then that's not cool. So just go to mycollector. Now notice I'm not selling you guys anything. Isn't that interesting? I'll tell you why in a second. mycollector.org. You're going to go to the books tab if you're on a regular computer or on the side. It's going to be three little dots, and you're going to go down where it says books, right? And then you're going to push Timeless Wealth Wisdom. Then you're going to fill out your information so that we can connect. You never know what else I'll be giving you for free. It always happens. And then it's going to say enter your code, wealth, W-E-A-L-T-H. Make sure you put the right information in, guys, okay? That way we can communicate and we can keep tabs on each other. Okay? W-E-A-L-T-H. Then you're going to go next and it's going to say zero. Then you're going to place an order. Now you have to put a credit card in. Does anybody have any trouble getting through that? It's okay. Just ask.
It didn't give me the discount. Even though I put wealth.
Okay, so put wealth on the second page. It might say the first page. I'll try the second page also.
Your screen has a city on it, right?
What is my screen? That's the Western Capital. That's the big Western Capital logo flying around New York. Yep.
Okay, yep. And then press books, right?
Yep, go to books. Uh-huh.
Okay.
That's fun flying around the world.
Yeah, that's me. Yep, press books.
I like your website.
Yeah, and then go down. All right, we just got Maria's order. Thank you, Maria. And they're sending you a link right now to download that. So you got to click Timeless Wealth Wisdom.
Time, Wealth, and Wisdom by Robert.
Yeah,
and just
yep.
Sale, press sale.
Yep, just press it right there, and okay. you'll click it, right? And then it's going to say Timeless Wealth and Wisdom. And then you're going to push Add to Cart. I'm doing it right now. Add to Cart.
Add to Cart. Add to Cart.
And then see it says have a coupon code on the left-hand side. So it's going to have the total price and apply. Mm-hmm. You type in the word wealth and then push apply. Look what happens.
Oh. Okay, zero. Add to Cart. Okay.
Add to cart. Have a coupon code.
It's still loading. Have coupon code and put it in
W-E-A-L-T-H.
Write wealth on it.
Then push checkout.
I got it.
Yeah. So guys, that's something that we do to help people. Okay, because you know what I learned a long time ago? There's a lot of opportunity to help people that you don't need to be making every little dollar. You need to be able to assist people. And you know what? If people like you, they're going to come back. That's all. That's what this business is all about. Okay?
To put my information, information.
Yeah. Okay. Yep. Your email and mailing address and all that. Because we do send out boxes like Coach sent to me. Now, guys, this is the funny thing. I learned from Coach about how to do boxes, right?
Now I'm starting to send out boxes to people who I want to work with. Got another one. There's another one. Just came in.
Is that me?
I don't know. We just got a whole bunch of them. Hang on. If you guys understand how to do that, you just got yourself something for free, right? All right. A new order just came in from Maria. And I'm trying to look at the other ones. Looks like that's
still
the one. Okay. Yeah. Got one from Jacob. We got one from Mercy. Okay, Marcy, you're out. You're in Nigeria, so I'll make sure that I take care of that. You guys are going to be able to download this. Okay, so it's now. What I'll do once everybody gets to the end, I'll turn the code off. But I also tell you, if you guys want to learn how to be able to get clients and how to retain clients and make money, even if you have a disease where you can't go out of your house, can you talk to people? Yeah. You sure can. This is how we do it, guys. This is part of the...
I'm still filling out.
Yeah, you're fine. Does anybody else have trouble getting through? I think I've got four orders out of 21. So
I'm wondering whether it's because I'm in the UK, but discount code is not working. Or do I need to fill out all my details?
Okay, you have to put all your information in and then put add to cart.
Before I get the discount.
Yeah, okay. Do that. It's fine.
Yeah, okay.
Robert, I put the chat.
I'm sorry?
I put the instructions in the chat. Maybe.
Oh, excellent. Okay, great.
Michael, were you able to access that? I know he was asking if it was on YouTube. I'm unsure if Michael's able to do that, or can we do that for him?
You know what we can do? Now, Michael can... I apologize. Michael... Here's what I want. Michael, go to YouTube.com, okay? Or no, Michael, go to RobertPaisola.com. R-O-B-E-R-T. Paisola. P-A-I-S-O-L-A.com. This is for Michael. Or anybody else, I guess.
I'm almost done.
Okay. Not every day you get some for $20. It's free, guys. But whenever, okay, something just came in, but whenever I'm in a room, you're going to see that I provide value. And I made a promise to my listeners and viewers a long time ago. If I don't come to a room and I don't give value, then I don't belong there, right? All right. It looks like we just got Mr. David in India. Okay. Thank you. And you'll be getting an email on how to download that.
Actually, it was me, Robert.
Okay, I just don't know that. I can't tell. I'm kind of weird in that way. I can't tell.
No, not an issue. Yeah. No, it's okay.
And if you guys want to, and you're in this room,
That's not a big deal.
Yeah, you guys. I will give you permission to tell other people about this also. If you're in this room today, to help jumpstart what you're doing. Okay. So in other words, if you're talking to somebody and you're the authority, look, guys, I'm going to get you a free book today. Here's how you do it. And I just taught you guys exactly how to do it. I will pay for it. I will take all the clicks. I'll do it for you just to help you get started. Right?
Do you still need my credit card, debit card?
No. That doesn't.
Complete order then?
Yeah, just complete order and then put wealth. Yeah, put wealth right there, I think.
No. Sunday.
If not, that's fine. We can start over. It's not a problem. Let me just go. It's not a big deal. Just go
it's
to what?
It's a bill and address. I gave you my bill and it says.
And then it goes payment. Add to cart. You go to add to cart, right?
Yeah.
And then it says, then it says $19.90, right? Or whatever. $9.95 or whatever. And then push the word.
$9.95.
Yeah. So then push the write the word wealth and then have a coupon code. W-E-A-L-T-H. Right?
Where does I put wealth in there, but it says it goes right.
You got to push apply. You see the word apply, hun? Apply. Wealth, and then apply.
Okay.
So click that, and then it's going to go total is zero. Then go to checkout.
Store your information faster checkout. check that.
If you want to, you can do that. It's fine because I'm going to be giving away a lot of other books too. So
I send it to you. I don't know if you got it.
It'll tell me here in a second. So,
hey, now, Robert, you're feeding my addiction. I'm a bookaholic.
Well, let me tell you this, guys. Let me tell you guys what I just showed you. This little exercise we just went through, and we got Dipti, Jacob, Mercy, Maria, and then there was one more person. Guys, I can show you a way that you can make money when you're sleeping, and you can create documents. You can create a book. People can download it. There it is. There, we got another one just came through. This is something where it's called, we try to do it's passive residual income, right? That means that when you're laying in bed, we got an order from Annette. Thank you, Annette.
Mine didn't come in yet.
Are you, let me tell you the ones. I'll open it up in the email.
Mine's Michelle. So,
Annette, Dipti, Jacob, Mercy, and Maria. So no, it didn't come through. So let's start at the beginning and I'll walk you through it, okay? Just type in my collector.
I got the bill and address, my phone number and everything.
Okay.
And it has special instructions.
And then it says have a coupon code. Do you see that?
Where does it say have a coupon code?
All right, let's go back to the part that says, let's go back. There's a button. It'll say books. Do you see that?
Okay. All right, I got that. I have my address. Okay.
Now we're going to click on books, and we're going to click on the picture of the book, Timeless Wealth of Wisdom. It's the first one at the top.
Oh, so you want me to start over going to back?
Okay. Yeah. I'm trying to help you just to get you through because I want you to get it. Okay, dear.
Okay. Okay, I'm on your homepage now.
Okay, so now you're going to see the thing says books, B-O-O-K-S.
Oh, I got checkout. Okay, I got checkout. Wait a minute.
Oh, you already checked out? Okay, hold on.
Checkout, update cart, it says.
Okay, so check out. You're fine. Let's see if it comes through.
Oh, put the code right there. Oh.
Yeah, the code.
I thought I typed it. Maybe something happened to it where it disappeared.
Okay.
I knew I did that. Oh.
The code is wealth. You didn't put a credit card in, did you?
No, I didn't put nothing in there. No.
Okay, good. So just put your information and then put the code wealth. It'll zero it out. Somebody else just did it. Hang on.
W-E-A-L-T-H.
There it is. And I just got one from Ramada. Okay. Panish, is that right, Mr. Panish?
It's Pranesh, Rob.
Pranesh,
thank you very much.
Great. Yours is there, sir. You'll get an email from my distributor, and you can download it. It's a downloadable book, sir.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Rob.
And at the end of this, I'm going to tell you guys how to make money doing exactly what I'm doing right now, okay? Remember, we started with 21 people when I came in. We'll see how many people decided they wanted to learn today. Because this is not hard to make money doing what I'm telling you.
Yeah, Robert, my hiccup seemed to be the apply.
Once you get to the books, just type the word wealth and then apply. Right? The word wealth and then apply. Or if you haven't pushed add to cart yet, you can add it to your cart. And then you can put the word wealth under a coupon code.
Okay, it says complete order. I skipped the payment. It says skip the credit card.
That's fine. Now push complete order. Check out.
That's it.
Okay.
But why is it asking me enter card when I already put your code in there? So why is it asking
me? Does it say zero? It shouldn't do it. You just go to checkout. I'm just doing one right now. All it wants is your personal information, you know, your customer email, the email address to email you the bill and the street address and all that. Nothing else.
This is crazy. No,
you're fine. Just make sure you put that coupon code wealth. Did anybody else have a question why she's doing that?
Yeah, Robert, I just have a question at the end before you close the room for you directly, if that's okay.
All right, I'm not going to close the room yet because I'm going to show you guys how to make money on this, what I'm doing and how I'm doing it, okay? Because everybody says, Rob, how do you make so much money when you don't have to get up and go to work during the day? How do you make so much money?
So the first thing, could you repeat that first thing? We just have to get the app or whatever.
Oh, no. My friend, go to My Collector, MY.
Hold on one second.
CO.
I'm typing in that. Okay. As you tell me. On the search browser.
You guys can, if you had problems, just follow me now, guys. Go to My Collector, MyCollector.org. And once you get there, you'll see like a flying logo around New York City.
MyCollector.org?
MyCollector.
Got it. Yep, I'm there. Yep, I see it.
Okay. Now, if you're on a laptop or whatever, it's going to be the top. It'll say books. Or on the side, if it's on an iPad or something, it'll be three dots. Just push the word books. And tell me when you're there.
I books.
Okay. Now, first thing you're going to see is Timeless Wealth Wisdom. You see that?
Right.
Just do a click on that.
Okay.
Now it's going to say what? Add to cart?
Mm-hmm.
Let's add it to the cart. Now it says $19.90 or whatever it says. Have a coupon code? Yep. Type in the word wealth. WEALTH.
It said coupon applied successfully.
Now do checkout. You got it. That's it.
Hold on. I think it's loading on my end still.
Yep.
I hit apply. I have a coupon. Oh, type in wealth. What's the code again?
Type in the word wealth under coupon code. Wealth. WEALTH.
All right. I did.
So now push
apply. Now push apply.
Oh, I didn't hit apply.
Okay, then go to go to checkout. We'll just pass it, and then it's going to ask you again, okay? Give it a second.
So I got billing address, and then I got my billing address and everything, and then press continue, right?
Yep. Okay, so we're going to do a checkout. And it's going to ask you again, asking for all your information, right?
Right.
Just fill all that in. And if you're having problems, just put your email address in the chat, and I'll send it to you. Okay.
I think I got it.
Okay. So if you don't, I want everybody to have it. So just put your. If you guys can't figure it out, then just put there. It is. I just got one from Ginger.
Yay! I had to keep going back and hit apply for the code.
Right. Yeah.
I hit all caps and didn't take that.
Another one just came through. Another one came through from Michelle Tretto.
Yeah, that's me.
All right. Good job. Now check your email. And it's going to give the download links and everything. Where are you at, buddy? Were you able to get in? Were you able to get the code to take?
Mm-hmm. No, okay. Just type in, put my email address and all that in.
Yep. Okay. Niagara Falls. Yep. It's all done. Yeah.
Thank you. It says download on your page. Did I just press download?
You get an email that'll show you the link to download because it's they're all just because the money involved. And so, say you were to buy another book or another one, then you're more than welcome to. But you know, I try to keep them really low, but they've helped a lot of people.
Check my email. Okay.
I'm in the middle of writing one on credit repair that'll be out on Friday.
Now, Robert, don't forget to circle back around to Michael. You were showing him a special step.
Yep. Okay, so I just want to make sure this gentleman here has got it. Did you get it? You got it, sir?
Yep, I got it. I'm doing the information stuff.
Okay. Michael, how we doing, buddy?
I can just have Sister Michelle read it to me.
Okay, so, Michael, here's what I'm going to do for you. Because you can't see, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, real. Yeah. All right, what I want you to do is hold on. A new one just came in from Ginger, okay? So, Michael, what I want you to do is I want you to go to the room where we're at, right? I just want you to have somebody type it. You don't have to do it. I got one from Jimmy.
Yep. He just went through. Okay.
There it is. And you'll be getting emails from my team now. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Now, what we're going to do is I'm going to help you because all I want you to do is do one thing. Go to the room on Clubhouse that we have, right? And I just want you to type in the chat your email. Okay. Oh, we got four people. Guys, if you want to get the free book, just kind of follow along. If you have any questions, we'll be glad to help you. This is just something we're doing as an extra to help out today. Les is on a conference call with his great students, so I'm just giving this away to help everybody out and maybe give you some extra motivation. If you have any questions, just let me know. I can go over it all, and I can tell you. So, Jimmy, I want to help you. Let's go to the chat. And, Jimmy, I need somebody to text. I need you to type in, Jimmy, your email address, and then I'm going to send you something special. Hello, Samuel. Thank you. Screenshot these comments. Yep. Thank you, Dorothy. Remember what I said, guys. There's more to giving things away and helping people when you have nothing in exchange or when you expect nothing. Okay. Jimmy Blanco. Oh, wait a second. Okay, I got you, Jimmy. I got you, bud. I'll take care of that immediately for you. Don't even worry about it. Okay.
Okay. Yep. And you got it. You're back, China, too.
Yeah, I got you. I got you already. You're already in my system. So, let me tell you the reason I did this, guys. Okay. To the 24 people that are listening, all of us have an idea of what we want in life. Number one, we want to get away from our 9 to 5. Number two, we want to have a job that pays residual, consistent income, right? So if I ask for one thing from you, and here's what I'm going to ask. For those of you that downloaded it, would you be so kind to go back there and to write a review? I got this book. You don't need to say it's free. I got this book. It's amazing, blah, 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 blah. Would you be willing to do that?
Yes.
Yay.
Yeah.
Yes. Because
so then when the other 1,000 people that have to pay the $19.95 for it read it, they'll be like, wow. See, it's called exchange of digital currency. I help you, you help me. And then for the people that do that, then they're going to get another free book because I give away and give away and give away. Michael, you're excluded from this. You don't need to do this. You're excluded. I'll take care of you. Go ahead.
When will we get the book? An email? In a day or so?
Look in your... email site right now, dear. There's probably a link right there right now showing you get the receipt and a link to download it.
I don't see it.
Did anybody
maybe
else?
If you check your spam folder, you may get it.
Yep, check your spam folder.
Yeah, I didn't check my spam.
I did it through an Apple iPhone, and I just got a prompt to download it.
Yeah.
You know, thank you, your order is this, download your book.
Yep.
I didn't even go to my email.
There you go. But if any of you have any problem doing it, just put your name or your email in the chat, and I'll help you, okay?
Rob, I think Samuel was looking for a copy, but I think he's... was concerned that he couldn't get a copy from his location. But my understanding is the book is downloadable, is it?
It's a full download. That's why you can just push a button and take it.
Great.
You bet.
So Samuel is in the audience.
Samuel, can you just type in your email address? Okay, I've got Samuel's email right here along with Jayco's, okay? So I'm going to do that after we hang up here, okay? And I'll take care of those two. No problem. So if you guys like it, please go provide a thank you, sir. Yeah, thank you, Samuel. So if you would be so kind, guys, just go back to the book section and write a review, because what's that going to do? It's going to help me. And I'm on television all over the world, right? And so people see it. They're like, wow, maybe I should invest. Just like Ziegler Legacy. We've been teaching from that. That's helping each other, and that helps me help you. So now I just explained that. I would really appreciate it. I'm not going to ask them who will do it, but if you feel like you got value out of that, congratulations. Please just write a review saying, you know, you got it and it was a great book and blah, 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 and 5 stars. Now, why do I teach this? Why do I teach this is because this is a way to make passive residual income. I sell books all day long, all night long, and I make money. I make 70% of whatever I sell. So GoDaddy gets 30%. So on a $20 book, 2 times 7, I make $14. How many of those do I have to make in an 8-hour sleep period to be able to be able to buy maybe, let's just say, take my family out to dinner? Not many, right? Because it's constantly going. Or whenever I'm in a room and I have a relationship with somebody like Coach Les, and we all know Coach Les has a lot of products. He has way more stuff than I have, right? And I'm constantly, you know, I went through the whole thing of what Coach Les sent me. Coach Les is the master. He taught me. Now what I'm doing is I'm just replicating what Coach Les did, and now I'm making passive residual income by helping other people. Well, Rob, how can you make money if you don't charge people? Because those you don't charge they don't ask for anything. They're wondering why. Just like, for instance, why we helped our dear friend the other day, and I'm not going to get into that again. Because when you give something forward and you help people, they will never, ever, ever, ever forget you. Just like when you send them a thank you card, guys. Honest to God, I'm telling you the truth. If you come and you're forward and you work with people, they will tell the best of the best of the best. And I'm trying to get on all kind of television stations and radio stations. And I'm in New Zealand. No, wait, where are we at? We're in Nigeria and we're in Asia. And I've got people like Johnny, Mr. Blanco, helping me get on some of these great channels because I want to help people. And we're going to give more stuff away. And we're talking FM radio. We're talking major, major, major networks. What does that do for me? Well, if you go to robertpaizola.com and just read all the stuff there, that's all my social media. Download your free book. Watch I was on NBC the other day. There's a full hour video of me on NBC. How much is that worth? I'll tell you, it's $30,000 to produce that. How much should I pay? Zero. It gives you credibility to do what you're doing, guys.
Hi, Robert. A quick question.
Yes, and no.
Are you aware of Breakfast with Champions on Clubhouse?
I am. I simply don't believe that's my where I fit. I'm sorry.
Okay. Yeah, it's fine. Because I thought it would be a good place to your book.
I like working with small groups of people, and I don't need another 1,000 people in a room that are going to just, you know, because everybody's always like, well, that's not going to work. How are you going to do that? And then they start asking questions that I already know the answer to. I just don't feel comfortable in that room, right?
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's just, I've never found that when I've been listening, but yeah, everyone.
Well, maybe you could ping me in if you're in there and you feel that there's value.
Okay.
You know, like Mr. Blanco's room, when I went in there, man, it was like, who in the heck is this guy? By the time we were done, people were spreading the praises. Why? Because we gave something away and we didn't ask for anything back. That's the problem with a lot of people on Clubhouse, isn't it, guys? They show you everything, but then they say, well, you got to send me $2,000 to figure this out. Right? Oh, I have something you need. Oh, man.
That's great.
What a sad life. Anybody else experience that?
Yeah, you caused a craze in Jimmy White's room by doing right. What you and it was so interesting. It was so classy how you did it because you just did it. You didn't say anything until after it was done. And that is where you earned like the utmost respect from the people in his room and for me as well. I've seen you on this app, but
I was shocked.
Yeah, I learned from you the way you did it. So selfless, so humble, and yet everybody just went crazy. And I appreciate that. And I just wanted to back up and say, I've got two coaches in my life right now. If I hadn't met Coach Les, all this wouldn't be happening for me. And I've only received two packages. And it was from both of my coaches. So, and I know how I felt when I got it. And I know how I feel right now. by getting your book. And this is amazing, just the more you give. And that's who I want to be surrounded with, the like-minded people that are actually going somewhere, that are doing things in this world to make it a better place. So I just want to thank you, Robert.
You are precious. Now, if you can just put that into words under the book, that'd be awesome. Because that's what people look at, isn't it? Because I'm on Amazon, I'm on every type of book, big thing. You know what? And that's awesome. But it's from people who really, really know that. Yeah, I've been there, and I worked with Robert. We read his book, and he helped me out. You know, because nobody knows where the scams are. You know, that's the terrible thing, guys. You know that.
Are you wanting us to go on your website or Google?
Oh, yeah. Hold on a second. Hold on. You'll go back to My Collector. Hold on. Let me just figure this out because it's the first time. MYCOLLEC. We're trying to do something with Trust Corp. Hand. My Collector. And I'm also going to give you guys another hint in a second. Okay, go to mycollector.org. You're going to go to books. Okay. And then you're going to click on Wealth and Wisdom. Okay, you've already gone down. Okay, if you go to, you're going to go to the books, Wealth and Wisdom. You've already given me your information, right? So you're going to go to write a review, right? Now, write a review. Score 5. Title: I can't believe Rob. Blah blah blah. Review: use your name and your email, and then post. Do you guys see that? I can show you again. What we're going to do is we're going to go to the mycollector.org. Oh, somebody else got something just a second ago. Mycollector.org. It looks like we got one from Michelle. Thank you, Michelle. Thank you. And then we're going to go to books, right? Once we get the books, we're then going to see a few books that are there, right? And then we're going to click on Timeless Wealth Wisdom, the one you downloaded, right? You're going to scroll down because it lists the name of the book, the price, add to cart, pass all that. It lists. Then it says write a review above that, right above that. Do you see that, guys?
Yeah, it's at the bottom of the page.
Yep. You just push write a review. You click it. And then, bam, 5-star, your title, review. Use your name and email. Wow. And that thing's what's going to propagate it all over the place. See? Pretty cool, huh? Now, I can show you how I do this if you guys want to, and I can show you if you're trying to build a business, okay? Coach Les has more information than I'll ever have. But you said that you had two coaches and they sent you a box. I would love to see the pictures of those of the box of what they sent you. The minute I got my box, I was so happy from Coach Les. I took a picture of every little thing. He said, especially the squeezy thing. I got a squeezy thing that says, less is more coach. It's a squeezy thing, yeah. It says, less is more coaching. Listening, body language, speaking, being present, being in another person's world. And it's a little squeezy thing I squeeze, but it tells me all these things to keep me focused. And he sent that to me. Pretty cool, huh? So it's the little things, guys. It's the little things. So, to conclude, we're all working together to build ourselves our foundation. We said earlier today during the broadcast that you need to have a higher power. I call it God, because you are not in this world alone. If you have a business, you need to understand your client. And as Coach Les said, listen, 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 because those people will tell you what it is exactly that you choose or whatever you need to do by listening to them, okay? Whatever you need to do, you're gonna learn by listening. And then that's why in a seminar, I used to work with Trump University, guys. And I would stand in front of 10,000 people and teach people about real estate. What I didn't realize is that I'm following you guys back. Every time that I did a coaching or mentoring session that people paid $25,000 for, right? I would then have to start the first 2 or 3 sessions to figure out where they're at mentally in their life, to figure out where I come in. Because so many people have ideas, oh, I could just fix my life if I'm going to go buy two properties. No, not if you're psychologically going crazy and your entire life is just chaos. That's what a coach does. We're going to work with you. Just because we're financial based doesn't mean we're not going to dig into the dig. I can't even explain this. We're not going to dig into your life to try to fix those problems. Well, Rob, I want to get a divorce from my husband. I'm crying and on and on and on. No problem. Now, how can I say that? Because Coach Les and myself have been trained in a very, very, very high-end program. Let me say that again. Everything we're doing, we have been trained on how to do what we do. We are not making this up. We're not creating theories. Everything we're doing is through personal experience. And you know what? Some of those experiences were very, very, very difficult. But you know what? It changed us. I'm going to tell you one name, and then you can take it and you can figure it out yourself. Landmark Forum or Impact Trainings. Landmark Forum or Impact Trainings. Whenever you walk out of those trainings, my friends, you will learn to be able to go speak to anybody, anytime, about any subject. You will be the coach. You will be the absolute best you can humanly be. I did that 16 years ago. My life has never, ever, ever been the same, and I've never made less than $100,000 after the days I walked out of that program. I'll say it one more time. Landmark Trainings or impactslc.com in Salt Lake City. And I'll be glad to talk to you guys about that. So to conclude, today we've been talking about the Ziegler legacy, specifically John Maxwell and leadership training. Everything we've been talking today has been focused on leadership training. Changing your mindset, getting you to be someone who is present and listening to your client or your friends or yourself so that you can bring value to their life. When you bring value to their life, they're automatically going to open the walls of heaven for you because they want you in their life. And to those of you that did order the book today, thank you, thank you, thank you. I appreciate that.
Hey, Robert.
But hold on, I didn't see who it was. I don't think it was Les. Michael, go ahead, bud.
I asked Sister Michelle to read that to me. So I'm
sorry?
I'm all set. I asked Sister Michelle to read that to me, so I'm all set.
Okay, sounds good, buddy. I appreciate that. So as I conclude, let me say, guys, I will never, ever, ever bring you, Coach Les, or anybody else information that's not valid. I will always use the skills that I have, and sometimes those skills are difficult. And I will ask you again, how many times have you been in a room with Coach Les and he has said, now may I give you some coaching? When he asks that question, everybody shuts up because you know what? You're getting raw, unadulterated feedback. There's no such thing as criticism, guys. We're giving you feedback. Write that down. Feedback versus criticism. What is the difference?
Feedback always wins.
Feedback always wins. Feedback is me saying, okay, I see it this way, but what about looking at it this way? Another thing I want you to write down is help me versus assist. What's the difference in that one, guys? Michael, no, I'm gonna let you skip that. I want somebody else to answer, Michael. Help versus assist. What is the difference? Maria?
I think help makes you sound weaker, and assist, it's more like it presents a collaborative.
Because Honda
thing.
Is here.
Let's work together.
Everybody's really excited about the Honda versus.
You are magical. That's true. Will you please help me? Oh, I'm so down and out, and I need some help. Please help me. Or will you assist me standing side by side working towards the goal? Please.
My answer would be, yeah, that's like assist me meaning like you're a liability. Assist me means like pretty much you're an asset. Help me means you're pretty much a liability.
Yep.
Yeah, I remember when I was in college, we had the learning commons where anyone in the school could get help in their subjects and they would get, tutors from the students. And I remember, especially in English class or even any course I was in college, we would work together. Like, say I'm doing a report. I remember, that person does, no, how about you write it this way? And I would say, oh, okay. Or or I'll say, hey, I got another idea. It was more like assistant. I never thought of it that way. I was like, oh, this person's going to help me. But I remember we were talking about, well, when I had a tutor, I remember we were talking about my work together. It was ideas about that report. Like, I didn't think of it till now. That I never thought about that. When I ask someone for help for something, it does bother me when I use that word. I never thought about using assist, but I never thought about, okay, help me with that situation. But let me on that situation. You know what I mean, too? I get what you're saying.
And you know what? You'll find yourself automatically stopping when you say, hey, can you help me? You'll be like, oh, I mean, can you assist me? And that's just when it gets into your system, when you learn. Now, would you guys assist me maybe downloading the book and maybe would you assist me by writing a review? That'd be awesome. I'd really appreciate that. That way it's in partnership, in tandem, right? I'm not begging you to do anything. It's not like you're helpless, right? That's what's magical, guys. That's what's magical. So I think we've learned a lot about leadership. We've learned a lot about the next thing we'll talk about when I'm in the room with Coach. When we have a chance, we're going to talk about podcasting and how that's changed Coach's life and what he has learned by using the YouTube algorithms to be able to get people to work with him. I have, we have over 100,000 downloads per podcast. For instance, if you want to get into podcasting, we will show you how. We will show you exactly what to do. Now, is there a possibility that listening in the rooms, you could find somebody who's a guest? Do you really need to think, oh my gosh, if I have a podcast, who am I going to talk to? Well, Coach Les is one. I'm one. Ginger's one. Maria's one. And it goes down the list. Pretty simple. And then I'm going to teach you about syndication, about how to get your podcast. It's never about right now. Notice the way my voice has been going the same time. All this is being used to clip, right? It's being used to clip so that I can put it in a podcast and show other people and teach them at the same time, right? And then they can dial 1-800-373-8913 or send an email to robert@wcilive.com. And even if they're not listening on the replay on Clubhouse, they're listening somewhere in the universe on Apple or something else. And God knows Coach is everywhere. A magical, magical, magical man. So my friends, I send you the greatest, greatest love. I thank you. And this is what's huge. I don't think you guys realize this, but it is extremely unusual for a person to start a room with 21 people and end up with 25 and have those same 21 people in the room. You too can do that. And if you want to learn how, replay this over and over and over 10 times. I'm giving you an assignment as your coach. Listen 10 times to what Coach said, and then listen to when Coach let me go and I started going into it. What did I do? How did I do it? What did my voice sound like? Those are keys to success, of the financial success in assisting people. Guys, money is not made on Clubhouse. Money is made to get connections. Your money will be made as you put yourself in Apple Podcasting, Google Podcasting, Spotify, on and on and on.
Will it work with YouTube?
And we can show you how to do that. Michael.
Will it work with YouTube as well?
Michael, you got that down, brother. Just type in my name on YouTube and you'll see. There's videos of me. You'll see the one with NBC. You want to know who I am? Just go to robertpaizola.com and say, watch the video. Or type in Robert Paizola on YouTube. You bet, sir.
Okay.
It'll put it in a whole new view for you. It'll show you exactly who I am. So.
Hi, Robert. I do have that last question, if you're okay for me to ask.
Yes, absolutely, Annette. Go ahead.
Yeah. Okay, so earlier on I was talking to Les about that story, and since then I've heard you say, if it isn't written down, it didn't happen.
That is correct.
So obviously I didn't write down what the woman said, so therefore, did it happen?
Are you asking me?
Yeah. So it's just kind of, do I expunge it and not say anything to anyone?
Okay. Can I offer you some coaching, Annette?
You can, Robert. I would be thrilled.
Okay. Your question just was, Robert, you said during your discussion that if it's not written down, it didn't happen. However, Rob, I didn't do that. So should I just forget it? Or do I just try something else? Well, the first thing, since you asked for coaching, do not forget it because it's a very powerful moment in your life. So what you will do the rest of the day today, Annette, is you will write down all of the points and authorities of everything from the beginning of when it happened to right now to where you're being shown and taught how to document, right? You're not going to let that experience ever go away from you. Do you understand that?
I do.
Do you see the reason why I'm so passionate on having you do that?
I do.
Congratulations. You just figured it out. We don't walk away from experiences that change our lives. We embrace them wholeheartedly. And as a matter of fact, I would love, Annette, for you to send me, you have my email, Robert@WCI Law or WCI Live, whatever it is, whatever. Just send the email is in the back chat. Send it to me. I'd love to have a copy of it because it's very, very, very powerful.
Okay.
Does anybody have any concluding questions? My friends, it is an absolute pleasure to be here with you. I walked in this room and you guys probably didn't know me from Adam. But what you now know is you know the way to achieve success. You actually heard other people. That's very powerful when other people say things. Yeah, Rob did this and Rob did this. I don't ask for that. But guess what? People just automatically do it. Now, as far as showing people how to get that book, you can do that. If you understand and you wrote it down, and you can show people and have them download it also. That's my gift to you. If you just want to try and say, hey, there's this guy, I'm giving away a book and it'll help you in your business, feel more than happy. That's me giving to you. Okay? I love you guys.
Appreciate it, man. Appreciate
you got it.
All the knowledge and advice.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So as Coach Les will say, we're going to count down. I think we'll start at 5. And let's see. I'm going to push, what is it, leave quietly. Who knows how to close a room?
All I can say is I am completely humbled to be in your presence, my friend. The things we've learned together today are going to be able to parachute you into success. If you have any questions, my name is Robert Pizzola, and I am the CEO and president of Western Capital International. We're based here in Las Vegas. This is with offices in Salt Lake City, New York, Los Angeles, and Miami. We appreciate the time you've taken to listen. Please share this podcast and give us a review. It's what keeps us going. And if you're looking for, I made a note, if you're looking for information that'll take your life even further than it is, may I suggest strongly that you type in www.impact.slc.com and you can call over there and talk to my friends over there. My friends, once I went through that program, my life was never the same. And it has given me a tremendous, tremendous advantage and has given me the ability to communicate at a level that is very, very high and awesome. So good day. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon. Thank you. And you're listening to Change Your Life, Change Your Mind.
You've been listening to the world-famous Change Your Mind,
Change Your Mind,
Change Your Life podcast. We hope we've helped you get on the road to do both. Make sure to like, rate, and review the show. We'll be back soon. But in the meantime, hook up with us on Facebook, Clubhouse, Twitter, Spotify, Apple Podcasting, Google Podcasting, and Instagram at Rob_Pizzola. Reach out to us by phone at 1-800-373-8913 and send your questions or comments to VIP@westerncapitalmedia.com. Until next time, this has been the world famous Change Your Mind, Change Your Life podcast.
Hey, Mercedes, turn the music up.
Mercedes AMG SL. The storm is reborn.